But right now.
Yeah.
Let's start with this. That's right. Time for Second Chance Romance, where we go looking for love in all the wrong places.
Mm-hmm.
Wook and Peneb. Who do we have today, Holly D. Roberts?
We are starting with Olivia this morning.
All right.
Hi, Olivia.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hi, girl.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm okay. I appreciate your trying to help me.
No. We appreciate you trusting us with this.
Yeah.
So you know the drill. I know Holly spoke with you. So, Olivia, tell us about your date with Joe.
So we met on Bumble. Okay. And, like, he's a really nice guy. So I was, like, really happy that he asked me out. And we went to Stanley's in Northeast Minneapolis.
Okay.
Oh, yum. I love that place.
Yeah.
So we just had some, like, beer and wings. But, I mean, I don't know. I really thought we hit it off. And, like, we have, like, a lot in common. And he's really easy to talk to. And he's a great kisser.
Oh,
you went right there, girl. Whoa. Okay, I love it.
Tell us more.
Yeah.
So after we had like a few beers, I asked him to come to my apartment, and he did. And we had some fun. We had like a pretty good makeout sesh on my couch.
Oh, okay.
Wow, girl, I'm loving you. You are just like going right to it. I love it.
How was that? I know you said good, but
Yeah, it was good. I don't know. So at one point I asked him if he was still like hungry. Cause I don't drink beer a lot. So I was kind of feeling like lightheaded. And so I was like, oh, I need a snack. And so I was like, you know, obviously what's good after drinking? Ramen.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh. Some ramen, and it was perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
And so I don't know. I thought he might stay the night, honestly. But instead, he said he had to get going and that we could hang out another time. And he hugged me and he left. And, like, he texted me when he got home okay. Like, you know, that he got home okay, but I haven't heard anything, like, since. And he hasn't answered. He's been answering my text, asking when, you know, we'd see each other again. So, I don't know.
Well, I always ask this question. Do you think at any period you guys got into the friend zone?
I mean, I don't think so. Not that it didn't seem like that to me, you know, because we were making out and then, I don't know, I made us food and we didn't really feel like it crossed like a weird territory, I guess.
Or nothing weird happened, like, during the makeout session?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, is your place funk?
No, nothing. No.
Go right to it, girl.
We're trying to figure this out.
You got stains on your carpet.
No, I really don't.
Y'all go nuts?
What Lex means to say is, were you on Hoarder season 3?
Yeah. Any pancake cats, Olivia?
Where?
Okay.
Like, I don't have any weird collections or anything. Like, I just had my apartment cleaned. It's kind of small, but I mean, it's like cute. It's cozy.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I don't know. Everything seemed like it was going great or like could go in a good direction, but.
Yeah. You know, and you thought that
he just ghosted me.
Sure. Because you thought the direction was, you know, possibly towards the bedroom and now we're here.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to try to help you. And try is the operative word. We no longer can give money back guarantees on this. So
hopefully find some answers. Yeah.
We're going to at least, thank you, Lex. That's right. What Lex said. We're going to try to get you at least an answer. So what's going to happen now, Olivia? We're going to put you on hold. You're going to be able to hear everything. Joe is on hold, but he's hearing hold music. Lovely John Cicada, the best of the essential John Cicada from Apple Music playlist.
I don't want to
There we go. So we're going to talk to him. He only thinks that he was nominated by a friend or family member to be part of a dating segment, and he volunteered and he agreed. So he doesn't know it's about you. So hold on a minute. He's heard nothing.
Okay.
Hold on.
Ooh.
Okay. I don't feel as bad about, what the hell day is this, Thursday?
Yeah.
I don't feel as bad about this one as I did
Tuesdays.
Yeah, so not as clenched.
Yeah.
I just feel like maybe he was just, I don't know. Why do I get like shy pooper?
Possibly.
Oh, that could be it.
Possibly.
I mean, beer, wings, ramen.
Ooh, yeah. That's quite the combo there.
I mean, it could. You might be onto something, Holly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go ahead and put up Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hey. Hey. I sort of think you guys forgot about me.
Hey.
Nope. I'm sorry. We're rude that way. Yeah. This is set. Welcome to the show. You're live on the radio. I'm sure this is not what you normally do on a Thursday morning. So thank you for agreeing to this. You were nominated, I believe, by a friend. To be part of our dating segment. Aren't you excited, Joe?
Yeah. I'm wondering what's coming up. I'm bracing myself. Yeah,
so are we. Joe, this is the part we didn't tell you in the nomination. This is called Second Chance Romance, where people try to reunite with people that they went on a date with. And somebody wants to reunite with you.
Okay.
Okay. Do you remember Olivia?
Yes. I remember going out with Olivia. She's a sweetheart. She's cool.
Okay. Well, here's the deal, Joe. We're happy that you said that because we got the impression that nothing happened after the first date and Olivia really liked you.
You're ghosting her.
And ghosting her. So can we ask, and I mean this nicely, can we ask, was there a reason?
Yeah. Like I said, she's great. I just don't think we'd make it in the long run is all. I mean, I had a great time. She was a lot of fun. It was great to meet her. I think she's a good, great person. But I just don't think we could, it's like a long-term, I don't know, mainly, we're not on the same page health-wise, I guess, is the best way to put it, for lack of a better reason.
Health-wise, what do you mean?
Well, after we were hanging out, we went back to her place, you know, and it was, you know, we'd just been out drinking and stuff. So she said, oh, let's go back and just we'll munch out at my place. I got some ramen. I was like, oh, yeah, sure. You know, why not? I'm not usually into junk food and stuff like that, but that was okay. I figured, you know, late night snack. So we get there, she's in the kitchen cooking stuff up, and so I wanted to help out. I looked into her fridge, and it was like, I think she only shops at the dollar store. Like, it was all just, you know, chips and, you know, snacks and, like, nothing healthy. No vegetables. I mean, it's just all canned soup and junk food. I mean, it's not terrible. I mean, each their own, but I don't know. I just couldn't stop thinking about it.
So that was a turnoff for you.
Well, yeah, for me, yeah. I mean, I know it may not seem like a big deal to everybody else, but to me.
Oh, no, I'm not judging. Yeah. We're just trying to get answers. That's all.
Yep.
Joe, here's what I'm going to tell you. We actually have Olivia on the other line, and please don't be mad. Again, she was very complimentary about you. She's heard everything. Holly, let's go ahead and put Olivia up. Hi, Olivia. You heard what Joe just said. What do you want to say?
Hi, Joe. When did you look at my fridge?
Sorry about that. I should have gotten back to you.
Yeah, it's rude of you.
Well, I mean, it was not like I was, you know, snooping in your medicine cabinet. I just, you know, looked in the fridge to grab some sauce. And you know, I don't know. I should have messaged you. I just, you know, didn't want to go out again. I mean, you're a great person. I just didn't think it clicked. I didn't know how to tell you, and I should have been better at that.
Yeah, you should have at least been upfront. But, like, I don't know. You were I don't know, you were eating like wings and ramen and you were happy about it. Like you had no complaints that night. So you can't be that healthy. I don't know why you're judging me.
Wings are, you know, that's chicken and ramen, you know, like a cheat once in a while, but
okay.
It's just kind of, I mean, like I said, it looked like you shop at the dollar store. That's going to be rough on the system long term.
All right. Well, okay. For the record, I eat fruits and veggies, but I don't feel like I need to like prove that to you or prove like, I don't, this is weird that that's like you're obsessed about that and you couldn't like say anything to me or anything.
I'm sorry. I know you could have fooled me. I mean, it's nothing wrong with it. Like I said, it just, I think you're a great person. It just didn't click for me and I didn't want to lead you on. Like, you know, I didn't want to stay overnight and then have it go even further than that and then just not know it's not going to go long term. That's what I'm looking for, is something long term. And
what?
Okay. All right, guys. Hey. Well, so part of this thing that we do is that we, you know, offer to pay for a second date if you're interested and, you know, if you're game for it. Mm-hmm. Are you?
You could get salads.
Yeah.
This didn't go like I thought. Like, I know I contacted you guys, but there's no way I want to go on a second date now.
Okay.
So enjoy all your healthy food.
That's cool. I get it.
And living,
that's my
Joe.
Bad, you know?
Oh.
All right, cool. Okay. That's all right.
Guys.
Well, just have a good, you know, have a good life. Don't have a heart attack.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Sorry. Oh, bye, bye. You have answers, Olivia.
Okay. Well, then.
Don't. Okay. Get your colonoscopy.
Hey.
We talked about hour one. Okay.
That's right.
Did he just say don't have a heart attack?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was his peace out. Peace. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, that
happened.
It could be a deal breaker, you know, if you're not really on the same page.
And let me just say, there is really, I love the Dollar General. There is no, they have a great snack chips
choices
at reasonable prices.
Oh, yeah.
Yum.
Yeah.
Did they get fruit? Did they get fruit? What? Yeah.
No, not really.
Okay.
That's the problem. One of the problems with them.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Anywho.
Back at the ranch.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. Well, second chance romance.
We didn't find it today, Jace.
This lovely turd of a segment. Tuesdays and Thursdays right here. Jason and Alexis in the morning. It is time for the Dirt Alert when we return.
Thank goodness.